Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your host, Sharice Taylor, and I welcome you to Tailored for Success. Today, we are talking about one of my favorite topics, joy. We are talking about joy. Joy for the journey. And when I say the journey, I'm talking about our daily journey through life. I'm talking about our journey through life. And how do we keep our joy? How do we keep it close? So I want to talk about some very fundamental things that we can do to keep our joy close to us. Unfortunately, life has its ups and downs. It has its you know, top of the mountain experiences, and we have our valley experiences as well. So we go through this kind of roller coaster with life where things can be up and things can be down. So do we change our emotional climate depending on where we are with life? Well, all of the bills are paid and the kids are healthy and happy, so I'm going to be happy. Oh, you know, there's illness in the family. I'm, you know, struggling with my finances. This and that is going on, so I'm going to be sad. Well, oh, my goodness, Lord have mercy. We don't want that. We want to have consistency. And it's not to say in the human experience, you're going to feel different emotions. You know, that's part of our makeup. That's part of the deal of being encased in flesh, is that we are going to have these emotions. We're going to be angry. We're going to be happy. We're going to be sad. We're going to be glad. So you're going to experience that. But what I'm talking about here is keeping that essence of joy flowing through your life no matter what. And that's really important. And one of the things that I do, everyone knows that I am a businesswoman of faith. And so those who work with me know that I have a strong foundation and I am deeply rooted in God. And so one of the things that helps me to keep my joy is Jesus. And so that is number one on my list of keeping your joy is to jump into that word. Jump into the word. When you remind yourself of the promises of God, when you remind yourself and you stay close to that word and you're constantly pouring in the promises of God, it's hard for your spirit. It's hard for your soul. It's hard for your body to stay down because the word lifts you up. The word pours life into you. It was created to do that. It was created to pour into us and to give us fuel so that we can be fabulous, fierce, and fantastic every day of our lives. That's what the word of God was made for. It's our basic instruction before leaving earth. That, to me, in my mind, is what the Bible stands for. And so as a Christian businesswoman, that's my first thing in keeping my joy is to pour in Jesus, to jump into Jesus, jump into his arms, and let him comfort me, let him guide me, let him remind me of the promises that are mine through his holy word. And in James 1, verses 2 through 4, it says, whenever, and I'm summarizing here, but it says, whenever trouble comes our way, when it comes our way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when our faith is tested, our endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready for anything. And the key thing in that scripture is this little tiny word that is let. So let it grow. Let it grow. Well, when your endurance is fully developed, you will be strong in character and ready or anything. So let indicates that we have to decide. We have to decide to seize the moment, seize the opportunity for joy, or not decide. So it's really, this is the essence of joy. It's a decision, everybody. Because I have had, Lord have mercy, I really need to sit down and put my memoir together. I always said I would wait. I would wait until I was a little bit older. I'm 40 at the time of this broadcast. I wait until I experienced a little bit more life before I sat down and wrote my memoir. But we all have an interesting story to tell, I'm sure. But I've had ups, I've had downs, I've had heartache, heartbreak, I've had financial failure, I've had hopelessness, loneliness, pain, health scares, and all kinds of things. I've had all of that, and yet, and I'm not saying I haven't been down, but I, you know, my body actually, I really believe this, I have trained my body where, and my mind, where it cannot, it almost rejects after so long. I went through something several years ago, about 5 years ago, and I was so sad, so depressed, so down, and I just couldn't. The first time that I endured that was probably a little over 10 years ago. And I had to get assistance for that. And it's not, you know, I share that. It's not going to a counselor, getting help. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a sign of strength. And it's a sign of wisdom that you know you need to go and you need to get help. But let me get focused here again. But maintaining your joy, it's really about making a decision that no matter what, I am going to be happy. I am going to rest in the arms of Jesus. I am going to make a decision that whatever this is, it's not going to keep me down. But getting back to 5 years ago, really down, really depressed, really dealing with some shame and some disappointment and all of that. And after about 3 to 4 days, my body, it almost was like it said, you got to come out of this. That's enough of that. Okay, you've had your pity party, and now it's time to come up. And that is exactly what I did. But you start to train your spirit and your body, which leads me to step number two of maintaining your joy. Be led by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. And, you know, the Holy Spirit is available to all of us. It's available to all of us. The Holy Spirit is ever present, and it's something that we can tap into. Everybody doesn't, believe that, but I believe that. I believe that the Spirit is ever present and always, always, always wanting to give us guidance. So a lot of times it's really how do I come out? How do I maintain? And we need wisdom. And it ties in so much to number one, jump into the arms of Jesus, jump into his word. But asking aloud, using your mouth to say, God, I need help. I need wisdom. Holy Spirit, please be close to me. Draw close to me. Give me your wisdom. Give me understanding. And when you do that, he will absolutely come through. He will come through. And here's the thing, when we wait, we're quote unquote waiting for the Lord is that we sometimes need to open our mouths to say, I need your help. I need your help, Lord. I need your help, Lord. But the other thing is that we need to also realize that there is a time for us to be quiet and for us to let Spirit, let the Word cultivate and as I like to say, marinate within us so that we know where to go next. So sometimes if you're running your mouth, it's hard to hear the voice of God. So we need to cultivate that relationship with God, with our Savior Jesus Christ, but then we also need to have a time of peace and quietness. And that's the other thing. Step three in keeping your joy is that we want to let go of negativity. And this is huge. The first two are really foundational. But letting go of negativity, when you're trying to keep joy, the key thing that you've got to do is to let go, get rid of any negativity. And so that means that the people that we are hanging around, the people that we are connecting with, talking with on a regular basis, we might have to let go of some of that. Maybe, and that negativity might be unforgiveness that we have. It may be the fact that we are complaining too much and that we're not expressing enough gratitude. It may find itself in your life through worry and anxiety. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen, this bill and that bill. And again, it's our natural tendency encased in this flesh, again, in human form. So that can happen. But those are negative things. Those are things that are going to cause you anxiety and the things that are going to steal your joy. Unforgiveness, anxiety, negative people, all of those types of things. And I read this once where you can take a worry vacation. Just set aside, 15 minutes a day and just worry about everything that you want to worry about. Oh, this bill and this friendship and that relationship and this and this and this thing at work. And just go through it, get it out of your system, and then get on the plane, quote unquote, and come back to joy. So have your time of negativity, have your time of worry, and then leave it. Leave it. If you want to have it, designate 15 minutes where you're just going to worry about everything. Oh, and this might happen and that might happen. Go ahead and get it out your system. Wherever you want to fly to, have your little worry vacation and then come back. Come back. Come back. The other thing, the last thing here that I'm going to share with you in keeping your joy is laughter. Laughter and love. Laughter and love. Get yourself around people, around places, around books, around television, whatever. Things that are going to bring laughter into your life. Things that are going to bring love into your life. People who love you. People who inspire you. People who make you smile. That is important when you are trying to cultivate joy in your life and maintain joy. We talked about letting go of negativity, but when you let go of something, we need to be reaching for something else. And so laughter and love, laughter and love. I feel so good when I laugh. It just, my body feels happier, my brain feels sharper. It's good for your soul. It's so good. And we've all heard that term, laughter is the best medicine. It really is truly good medicine for you, very good medicine for you. So just to recap, we're talking about joy for the journey today here on Tailored for Success. Number one is to jump into the arms of Jesus. And when I say that, I am talking about opening up the Word of God and reminding yourself of all the promises, all the things that God says you are, all the things He says you can have in this life, all of the promises that He has made for us. That is going to help to keep joy in your life. And then ask you for guidance from the Holy Spirit. I think, you know, sometimes from my experience, Christians tend to forget about the Holy Spirit. You know, we tend to forget that we have a comforter, that we have a guide that is here and waiting to assist. You know, so we've got the ultimate dream team here. And the Holy Spirit is waiting for you to call and ask for guidance, comfort, direction, all of those things. So remember to call on the Holy Spirit and speak. Use your mouth to speak, but also use your mouth to be quiet and to listen. Because oftentimes Spirit is speaking, sometimes through people, sometimes through circumstance. Sometimes you'll just hear a still, quiet voice, the Spirit speaking directly to you. Number three, let go of negativity. Let go of Let go of negativity. And see, my mouth doesn't even want to say negativity. It's just not supposed to be in my vocabulary. So let go of the things that bring you down. Disconnect from the people who are just always complaining, always whining, this is this, that is that, just never happy, never upbeat. You want to disconnect from that. You want to evict those thoughts when they come in. And as I said before, take a worry vacation. Take a complain vacation. Do it for 10, 15 minutes a day and let that be it. And let that be it. Write it out, speak it out. But that little time of your day be it. And the rest, focus on the promises and speak to your situations. If they're not the way that you want them to be, speak to them and if they were the way you want them to be, in the ideal place that you want them to be. And last but not least, when you turn away and let go of negativity, you want to grasp and reach for laughter and love, things that make you smile, things and people who hug you, embrace you, celebrate you. That's what you want to reach towards. So I encourage you today, joy for the journey. And this is important, whether it's in your personal life or your professional life, joy is always welcome. Joy always makes the journey so much sweeter, so much better. So reach for joy today. Until we meet again, this is your Take It to the Top coach, Sharice Taylor, and you've been listening to Tailored for Success. Until next time, remember this, the best is yet to come. Bye-bye.